for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Holy Spirit moments, those times when you feel the whisper, the whoosh of something mystical, something more than what we see in this realm. I'm grateful for those moments in this life. And I'll share a more memorable one with you on this feast of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, as we recall the Holy Spirit blowing into town, as we recall Jesus' promise to the disciples and to us that he would send an advocate to be with us always. This particular Holy Spirit moment happened to me around a table. I was sitting talking to two people, and we were actually discussing the importance of conversation, of dialogue, when a man who was sitting next to us leaned over to me and said, "I'm sorry for interrupting, but I couldn't help overhearing you talking about conversation. I'd like to tell you a way to get into conversation with someone. It's a good way." And then he asked, "Can I show you something?" I said, "Yes, of course." He took a small rectangle of paper and began to fold it. He said, "You know, in life, you make your way along. Hopefully, you feel God is with you." He kept folding, and he turned the rectangle into a paper airplane. He lifted it up, and he said, "This is your life. You're flying along, and like I said, hopefully you feel God with you. Sometimes, though, in this life, you crash." And he threw the paper airplane on the table. He picked it up again, and he tore it lengthwise. He said, "Sometimes in life, when you crash, it's bad, and things fall apart. They break into pieces." He finished tearing the paper airplane, and he dropped the pieces on the table. "When your life breaks apart," he said, "you think, I guess God wasn't with me after all." He moved the pieces around on the table, and he picked one of them up. He began to unfold it. He said, "You know what, though? Even when your life is in pieces, God is there." He finished unfolding the piece of paper. It was a cross. This is when I felt that whoosh of the Holy Spirit. But there's more. He kept talking, and he said, "Yes, God is always there with us, but that doesn't mean we're finished. You have to take those broken pieces of your life and sort through them. You have to look closely. And when you do, you'll find the answer." He unfolded the rest of the pieces of paper that had fallen on the table, and he began to move them around. They fit together like a puzzle, and they spelled a word: love. He looked at me and he said, "That's the answer. Love is the answer." That conversation was at St. Luke's Table, one of our diocesan community ministries. I was sitting with two people who were not participants, and we were talking about how St. Luke's Table and the parish of St. Luke's and Somerset West Community Health Center might facilitate peaceful coexistence between different groups of people in the neighborhood. The man who leaned over to me was a participant. In the midst of this important conversation we were having about the neighborhood, this man was Jesus's head and heart and hands. This man created an opportunity in leaning over, in speaking, in interrupting a conversation to make way for another conversation. He made way for the Holy Spirit to move. His name was Roland, and I'll be forever grateful for his message that God is with us in all things, that love is the answer to the brokenness in us and in our world. I'll be forever grateful to him for embodying Jesus, for embodying love, and for blessing me with that Holy Spirit moment. We are celebrating Pentecost today, the arrival of the Holy Spirit. We heard about the Spirit, the Advocate, blowing into town in our reading from Acts. With the arrival of the Spirit, all those gathered were able to communicate with each other freely, without barriers. They are astonished, bewildered even. It's unexpected. In our gospel passage, we heard Jesus say that there will be another advocate to be with the disciples, to be with us forever. I am grateful for the experience we just had of proclaiming the gospel in many languages this morning. We also heard the story of the Tower of Babel from Genesis. There is a common interpretation, and a problematic one, that Pentecost is the antidote to Babel, making diversity of race or language a punishment. Diversity is a gift. Our reading in many languages together is a reminder of that gift of diversity. God created diversity, and God's people are scattered, not as a response to disobedience, but so that we can spread the good news of God far and wide. When we stay in one place, when we make it about who's in and who's out, we make it about ourselves. Pentecost reminds us that it is about God's mission. The wind and flame of the Spirit blows and burns to move us out of ourselves and into the world to join in God's mission. I included Bruce Coburn's song, "When the Spirit Walks in the Room," in this week's newsletter. This song reminds us that we are threads upon the loom when the Spirit walks in the room. We are threads, an endlessly diverse array of threads, and we are called with the Spirit to weave our lives into God's mission in the world, a mission of repair and love and restoration. Our gospel passage today brings us the call from Jesus to keep my commandments. When we hear the word commandment, we might think of the thou shalt nots of the Ten Commandments, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the command, the instruction Jesus gave, the greatest of which was, paraphrasing, of course, love God, love others. Jesus said to the disciples, and he says to us, do what I did on my life's journey. Follow my example. He said, I'm going. I'm leaving this time-space world. But you have an advocate, a friend with you always. Feel that in all the ups and downs. You have God's Spirit with you. Know that God is with you no matter what. And Jesus says, go and continue to do all the things I did. And what are the things Jesus did? He saw the good in people, even when their appearance or life circumstances made them seem not so good. He let those around him know that they were loved. He stood up against injustice in the world, and he did it peacefully, nonviolently. He helped those who found that their life was in pieces. Breath, wind, fire, movement, ranging from gentle whispers or nudges to major disruptions. The Spirit moved on that first Pentecost, and the Spirit continues to move today and every day. God's Spirit is with us, abiding in us and moving between us when we gather together, when we communicate. Whether that gathering and communicating is here in this sanctuary, around a table, or on the street, God's Spirit is there when we're flying high, when life is going smoothly, and God's Spirit is there in the brokenness of life. Feel that Spirit as we sing and pray this morning. Taste the Spirit in bread and wine. Make space for the Spirit when you speak to one another after the service. See each other as threads upon the loom, beautifully diverse, woven into the wonder of this world and into God's mission. And then blow on out of here and be like Roland with his paper airplane and his commitment to conversation. Be like Roland and embody love. Be Jesus's head, heart, and hands. Be willing to have an unexpected conversation. Let someone know that they are loved. Make space for the Spirit to move. In Jesus' name, amen.